Kevin Wall.
It is hour number two, live and local, and joining us now, a highly decorated Marine Corps veteran, Aaron Hill. He is a candidate for Congress in CD4. He wants to be the one that unseats Stephen Horsford. And I got to tell you, one of the things that we found is that a lot of people believe, and I think you've said it in some of your statements so far since declaring, that Washington is broken. Why are you the one that can help fix it? And why is Stephen Horsford not able to do that?
Well, thank you first for having me on the show today. I really appreciate the time. And I'll tell you know, first and foremost, you know, Crazy Steve doesn't even live here, right? Like, so how can you be in touch and how can you represent our community if you're not even seated where we live? But more importantly, you know, Crazy Steve is just, you know, whether it's, you know, fear mongering between, you know, we're going to take away your benefits, you know, pushing back on every issue as we try to, you know, right the ship when it comes to government. We take a look at what's going on with the efforts with Doge and he's pushing back. You know, it is broken and it's become very partisan. And I think, you know, Reagan said it best. You know, we're at a point of choosing. You know, we've got the left that's telling you that if you don't agree with them, then you're against them. And it's not a matter of, you know, left or right. It's up or down. And I believe that my life experience and my positive outlook, I think that the better days of America lie ahead of us. I think that I can bring that back to Washington. And I truly believe that I can serve the people. And then, you know, most importantly, I think that I'm a fresh face, right? I know that, you know, I'm stepping new into the political scene here. I'm not a politician, but I believe that a fresh perspective is exactly what is needed in Washington.
Again, joining us, Aaron Hill. He is a combat veteran. Give us just a brief synopsis of your life. I know that we crossed paths probably in about 1993 in Seattle when we both lived there. Talk a little bit about growing up in the Seattle area and your military background.
Absolutely. So I'm the product of a lifelong or, you know, generational family of Seattle police officers. So, you know, deep respect for the law enforcement community. And my mother was a school teacher. And, you know, growing up in that household, you know, learned a lot of great work ethic, learned about integrity. And, you know, when I kind of became of age, you know, I was given a choice to, you know, follow in that family footsteps, like my great grandfather become a Seattle police officer, my aunts, my uncles, even my little brother. And in that 18-year-old wisdom, I said, you know, law enforcement might be a little dangerous. So I enlisted in the United States Marine Corps.
As a combat veteran, that's incredible. That's incredible.
So I served both officer, I was enlisted and an officer in the Marine Corps, thoroughly enjoyed my time. Like I said, I believe I enlisted, and then 23 years later, found a way to get out, spent a number of tours overseas and been to Afghanistan, been to Iraq, been to the Horn of Africa, really been worldwide. So I've seen, you know, what works and what doesn't work. But then, you know, kind of post-retirement, you know, I had the opportunity to choose where home would be. And my wife and I decided to settle here in Nevada. Came out in kind of that late 2013 when John Lee was looking to expand businesses up in that Apex corridor in North Las Vegas. And so I came out and I worked with several companies, you know, for a number of years, helping them grow and expand their business. I was suckered back in. I think I spent 2 years back at the Pentagon, you know, working to help the Department of the Navy kind of restructure, reorganize, become a little bit more aligned with the rest of the Department of Defense, and then found an opportunity to come right back out here to Las Vegas. And so I've been here off and on since 2013.
Okay, tell me why Stephen Horsford can't be returned to Washington. Why, what type of job has he been doing over the course of the last few years?
Well, I think if you take a look at Crazy Steve's record, right, he's what has he done? You know, he typically, you know, aligns himself with whatever, you know, leftist party politics. You know, I haven't really seen him take a stand or deliver for, you know, for Nevada when it comes down to it. He'll cave and go with whatever, you know, Washington bureaucrats want him or need him to be. And it's got to stop.
One of the things I like about your campaign is you view this as an opportunity at really as a brighter future. Can you talk about that, expand on that?
Absolutely. You know, so we've got, you know, right now, I look at just what's going on with, you know, and this probably is going to hit home with a lot of people, tax season, right? You know, when you've got, you know, the vast majority of your dollar going to Washington, what are we getting out of that? It's time to return the voice back to the state. It's time to cut not only, you know, the government bureaucracy, which we're seeing through, you know, current DOGE efforts, but this is just the start of the battle. This is a long time effort. We need to change the thinking in Washington. I would kind of align it with kind of like that sewer pipe that continually clogs up, right? That grime, that grit that you every once in a while you need to Roto-Rooter out. You know, that's that fraud, waste, and abuse. But if we don't change the system, if we don't change what's going into that pipe, right, it's going to continually back up and get clogged again. I think that it's time to change the way that we plan, we budget, we execute government dollars, and I think we need to be better stewards, and I'd like to be a part of that.
I want to ask you, and again, Aaron Hill joining us, a candidate for Congress in CD4. Tell me about the district. It is big. It is goes from south to north and everywhere in between. Tell me what you know about CD4.
It is a very diverse, right? I mean, we've got, you know, the built-up urban areas, you know, north Las Vegas and the growth and expansion that's occurring in that northwest corner of Las Vegas, you know, in an area that I live. And then you have, you know, the rurals, and you have folks out in Pahrump. And, you know, so I think that, you know, being able to be available, represent that district, I mean, what an honor, right? I mean, there's so many diverse issues that that could be tackled, but somebody needs to be there, be that voice, listen to the people. You know, I know I was just speaking with some folks out in Nye County the other day, and, you know, we're talking about, you know, Bureau of Land Management issues and, you know, how you've got folks in Washington or 3,000 miles away that seem to have a better answer on how to manage and be stewards of the property and the acreage around you. It's just, it's ludicrous. And again, it's time for that to change.
I'm just curious, what is it that got you into the race? Was there one event? Was there something you saw in the newspaper or on, you know, social media that you said, boom, I got to run for this office?
I think it's a combination of, you know, watching what's going on in on the daily news, and you just see some of the craziness and the ludicrous positions that that members of Congress are taking. You know, I saw the other day that you know, Congresswoman Crockett believes that, you know, if you come over the border illegally, that it is not a crime. It's in the very definition, coming over the border illegally, right? So I think, you know, it's just kind of witnessing that ludicrous behavior. But at the same time, you know, I've noticed that we've been putting up the same candidates kind of over and over and over again. And it's time for a fresh face. It's a time for, you know, a new generation to come in and take that helm.
More coming up with Aaron Hill. He's running for Congress in CD4. He wants to replace Stephen Horsford. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ. He's running for Congress in CD4. He wants to send Stephen Horsford packing, and it's about time. It really honestly is. He is Aaron Hill. He is a candidate for Congress in CD4. It is the first question that usually comes out of the mouths of would-be voters when they meet candidates, and is, are you MAGA? So what about it?
It's hard, Kevin, not to agree with Make America Great Again, right? I mean, I'll hark back to, you know, when I was a young kid in 84 watching Ronald Reagan campaign for re-election, and he spoke of the many ideals that I think are embodied in that MAGA movement today, that, you know, better days lay ahead of us, that government isn't the solution to our problems. It is the problem. And I think that, you know, we are on track to make a positive difference and get the ship headed in the right direction again. So, yes.
overshadowing your military service is the fact that you are a business leader here in the community. Can you talk a little bit about what you've been doing over the last couple of years here in Las Vegas?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, what brought me out to Las Vegas was the opportunity to help companies expand. It started with some large distribution centers in that North Las Vegas, up in that that Apex area.
Yeah.
And you know, the opportunity to expand, you know, several of the large distribution networks and help them find some efficiencies in their in their processes, which resulted in creating jobs. And that that's kind of what sparked my interest in doing it again. I helped bring e-commerce, one of the first e-commerce companies to Las Vegas, again creating more jobs. And so, you know, with that, finding opportunities since then, most recently helping Fountain Blue open its doors and creating some jobs there.
What a fantastic facility that is.
It is truly amazing, and it's great. It's a great story, for a property that most of us know here in Vegas sat as kind of an eyesore for a number of years, and to see the original ownership come in, open its doors, and I got to tell you, Kevin, if you've ever seen 6,500 people get onboarded in a very short period of time, it was truly a spectacular thing to see and great for this community.
Okay, let's talk some policy. Border crossings are down over 95% under Donald J. Trump. It didn't take more legislation. It simply was Donald J. Trump. Do you agree with that policy? Does it make sense to you?
It absolutely does on a number of levels. I mean, first, it's enforcing the laws that are on the books. There's legal ways to immigrate. There's legal ways to enter the United States. But we've created, by having open borders, almost a cottage industry run by the cartels to smuggle people, to smuggle fentanyl across the borders. It had to stop. And I think that, the support of the federal government and empowering, local governments, like what we've seen with Governor Abbott doing in Texas, it's shut down the border. Now, the work still needs to be done. We need to take a look at our own immigration, policies, how people can come here legally. A little bit of a history buff, and I know that, it used to only take literally, an hour, 3 to 5 hours, maybe 7 hours to pass through Ellis Island, at the turn of the century. Now it takes months, if not years. And I've seen, good people get frustrated, in that immigration system. And, we need to take a look at that, because I think that too can help us, stem the flow and the desire to come across illegally if we have better path to citizenship.
Let me just ask you, with your military background, are you happy to see that the president is sending the military to our southern border, in particular just in the last few days, to New Mexico?
I am. I think that, we've long had, in the military, standing joint task force that monitor and provide deterrence at the border. I'm glad to see that that's been bolstered. But it's nothing new. It's just simply, it's giving the resources to our service members that have been on and off that border for decades.
Tell me what you think of DOGE. And do we need DOGE at every level of government, not just the federal government, but maybe state and, local, county, city? Do we need more DOGE, not less?
You bet we do. I think that, that's our hard-earned dollars. And, as I was explaining to my kids the other day, it's frustrating, when you work a Monday through Friday and you don't start earning money for your family until sometime on Tuesday or Wednesday, because that first half of the week is going to the government. And then when you find where that money is going to, ridiculous pet projects and pork, it's shameful. And I think that, we do need to have an Office of Government Efficiency and take a look at where that waste, fraud, and abuse, but also where that redundancy. I come in my military career from the time of BRAC, when we had, a hard look at what our military installations are doing and where we could eliminate, duplicity. So I think that absolutely is necessary.
Let me just ask you, as a first-time candidate, this has got to be exciting for you. Can you talk a little bit about what your strategy will be? What is the game plan that you have in store for Stephen Horsford?
Well, I think, you know, from somebody who actually lives in the fourth district, you know, it's getting out there, having a good ground game and talking, to my neighbors, talking to my fellow citizens in the fourth district. You know, I'm, you know, as I said from the outright, I'm not keen on having somebody from 3,000 miles away, in Washington tell us what, you know, we need to do, how we need to think and, what's best for us. We were, you know, we're a great group of people out here, and I'm looking forward to getting out there and getting better acquainted with my neighbors and hearing what our concerns are. It's time to have a representative of the people.
I want to ask you about education. It is vitally important to the people across the state of Nevada. The feds are getting out of the business of the Department of Education. Where do you stand on things like school choice, which are so incredibly popular? Do we need school choice universally?
You know, I think that, if our local schools, offered better curriculum and offered a path to success, then we wouldn't need school choice. But the sad reality is we do. There's other, you know, opportunities. There's, you know, between the charter schools and private schools that, that are, you know, in a sense, if it was a business, they're dominating the market because they're offering a real education. And I can tell you, I do value an education. You know, I'm, self-made in that department. I used my, GI Bill and my government, you know, assistance, you know, through the military to earn a doctorate in education. So, you know, it's something that's near and dear to my heart, and I continue to be affiliated with, universities and helping, you know, future educators, you know, grow and become more professional.
I want to ask you what you need from my listeners. You obviously are not self-funding the campaign. You're not a gazillionaire. You're just a guy. What is it you need? Is it yard signs? Is it volunteers? Is it money? All of the above. What do you need from my audience today?
Well, I'll tell you, I am not a gazillionaire, and you know, it's tough because, you know, in today's political climate, it's pay or play, and I can't pay. So what I need from listeners is I need your support. If you feel, you know, that it's time for a fresh face, then let me be that face. And you can go to my website, AaronHillForCongress.com, and by all means, you know, reach out, get in contact with me. I would love a donation. You know, at anything that you can contribute, if you can give up a latte or a cheeseburger for today and donate, it would be greatly appreciated.
Aaron, thanks so much for coming in. Really appreciate it. I really appreciate your service to our country, but I also appreciate your being willing to come out and answer the tough questions that are out there. Thank you so much. Best of luck. Keep us posted, would you?
Absolutely will. Thank you again for having me.
There you go. Aaron Hill joining us, running for Congress in CD4. I've made it my life's mission to get rid of Stephen Horsford. And you may be just the guy to do it. Thank you so much. Aaron Hill joining us in studio as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.